Blog Talk Radio.
Every day of my life, I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way, and He does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all. Talking about the Lord now.
Thank you.
praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He keep on blessing me. Amen. We thank and praise God for that song this morning. Amen. Glory to God. It just makes you get into a place, amen, of thanksgiving, giving the Lord's glory, amen, for what he has already established in our lives. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He woke us up this morning. Jesus, we thank you. Glory to his name. Welcome, 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 everyone. Amen. Glory to God, the Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. You're on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen. Praise God, Apostle Carolyn McBeal this morning. Amen. We thank God this morning. Glory to God that he started us on our way. Saul says he keep on blessing me. Amen. Glory to his name. We thank God this morning. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come, God, this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, for what you're going to establish on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit, as you said, command your morning. Glory to God. We command our morning to line up with your will this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come this morning, Lord God, I ask that you bless every home that's represented here. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray, God, that you would touch them from the crown of their head, God, to the very soles of their feet, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, open up our hearts and open up our minds, glory to your name, to receive that which you have for us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We welcome the Holy Spirit this morning. We welcome the Holy Spirit this morning to take control of this service this morning. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Spirit, the first Sunday of the month. Glory to God. It's a month. Glory to God. We thank you, Father, because it's a month. Oh, glory to God that you said be thankful and be grateful to. We're all caught up by Sunday. Yes, Holy Spirit, to all that you are doing in this season. And we give you the glory. We honor you this morning as God over our lives. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We honor the Lord Jesus Christ, my so cool, my son. We welcome the Holy Spirit this morning, and we say thank you, Lord God, and I ask, Father God, even now, Father, glory to God, that I will decrease, God, that the power of God may increase, glory to God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you have your way. Speak to thy people. Open up the hearts of us, Shokuna Masia, of your people this morning to receive the word of God this morning, that it will, glory to God, bring forth fruitfulness, Father God, in our lives. And we say thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you're doing in this hour, Father. We say thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Amen and amen. This morning, good people, hi, yes, Holy Spirit. We, glory to God, the Holy Ghost is blessing us this morning. Amen. I will be coming from Genesis, the 26th chapter, verses 12 to 33. And I'm just going to go as the Lord leads me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to read the scripture right now, but I'm going to go through. Amen. And you're going to hear the word of the Lord this morning. Glory to God. I just want to talk to you. Amen. This morning, as the Holy Spirit gave me on yesterday, trying to figure out, glory to God, what is it, God, that you want to say to your people on this morning? What do you want to talk to us about this morning? Amen. And I heard the Holy Spirit says, dig another well. Dig another well. I'm going to come, amen, praise God, because we know that when opposition comes, amen, like Isaac, amen, because we, glory to God, I love the word of God, like Isaac, he persevered by remembering the promises of God until even your enemies recognize God's presence in your life. Come on, Spirit. Or to put it more simply, trust God and dig another well. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I say thank you. So whenever we attempt anything worthwhile, there will always be those critics who say it can't be done. There will always be those who oppose. This is life, people of God. There will always be those who fight us, but that doesn't need to stop us from doing what we know God has called us to do. The question is, what do we do as people of faith? When opposition comes, what do we do when the critics try to shut us down? Come on, Spirit. My God, I say thank you, Holy Spirit. What do we do when our distractors try to taunt or discredit what God wants to do through us? Well, if you have your Bibles this morning, I invite you to turn with me to Genesis 26, glory to God, where Isaac, a man of faith, come on, faces opposition from the Philistines. Somebody say Philippians. I say Philistines. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. In Genesis 26 and 12, Isaac planted crops in the land, and the same year reaped a hundredfold because the Lord blessed him. Come on, I want to talk to. When he planted, God blessed him. What we plant, God blesses us. Now, the normal yield in a good year was maybe 25 to 50 fold, amen. But Isaac, glory to God, reaped 100 fold, 100 times what he planted. So Genesis 13 and 15 says, the man became rich. Isaac became rich, and his wealth continued to grow until he became very wealthy. He had so many flocks and herds and servants that the Philistine envied him. So all the wells that his father servant had dug in the time of his father Abraham, the Philistines stopped it up, filling it with earth, meaning that they filled it with dirt. Come on, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. Now, remember, there are the days of drought and famine that Isaac is living in now. Water is very scarce, and so these wells are very important. The Philistines are trying to starve Isaac out of existence because they are envious of his success. Glory to God. You know, nowadays, amen, praise God, we just throw water like it's nothing, praise God. But at that time, praise God, water was so important, very important, because it was so scarce because there was a drought. The Bible says in Genesis 26:16, then Abimelech said to Isaac, move away from us. Glory to God. You have become too powerful for us, too numerous, in the land with limited resources, he said. There is not enough to sustain both Abimelech people and Isaac servants and all the ones that was growing in the household. The Bible says in Genesis 26, and so Isaac moved away from there and encamped in the valley of Gerar and settled there. Isaac reopened the well that had been dug in the times of his father Abraham, which the Philistine had stopped up after Abraham died. And he gave them the same name his father had given them. Instead of fighting, come on, Spirit of God, Isaac simply moves on and reopens the well his father had dug years before. You see, Isaac is trying to establish his presence in the land. Glory to God, glory to God. See, he didn't want opposition. He's trying to establish his presence in the land. And a lot of times we don't take note of when God put us somewhere, praise God, that God is establishing your presence in the land. God told about Father, claiming his father's will by rights of inheritance. That's why he gives them the same names. Then he goes on to dig another well. He didn't want the contention that the people, glory to God, you're going to stop up my well, praise God, hallelujah. And we know, praise God, glory to God, somebody going to throw dirt in our stuff. We're going to want to fight. We're going to want to give words. We're going to do something. But Isaac, oh my God, he heard the voice of God, and Isaac moved on, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The Bible says Isaac's servant dug in the valley and discovered a well of fresh water there. Literally, a well of living water. This was the well with running water, a very valuable and important find in the midst of a drought. I don't know, praise God, anybody ever been in a drought? Praise God, glory to God, that you don't know where the next is coming from, praise God. But they're talking about water, praise God. The Bible says, but the herdmen of Gerar quarreled. They quarreled with Isaac. They argued with Isaac, herdmen, and said, the water is ours. Oh my God. So he named the well Esek, means contention and dispute, because they disputed with him over what belongs to him. But here, glory go my son. But here again, then they dug another well. They moved on again. Can you imagine, praise God, being some, let's bring it to layman terms, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, use it somewhere, praise God. Glory to God, you're coming up against so much opposition, and instead of you staying where you're at, you said, you know what, I'm just going to move on, praise God. I'm going to go to another place, amen, praise God. This is what was going on. And so what happens is they moved to another, glory to God. The Bible says, then they dug another well. But they quarreled over that one also. So he named it Sitna, which means enmity and opposition. Glory to God. Actually, the name Satan comes from the very word. For you see, he is the adversary. He is the hostile opposition to every believer. But not even Satan can stop God's people from accomplishing God's will in their own lives. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So if you're going through opposition right now, glory to his name, glory to God, no one can stop the plans of God. You may come up against some things, amen, praise God. You may be fighting for your life, praise God, but how many know in the midst of the fight, the Lord is the greatest heavyweight champion of the world. He will win your battle. When God is in something, that means that he's going to establish the promise that he's given you. The Bible says, my God, I say thank you. In Genesis 26 and 22, it says he moved on from there and dug another well, and no one quarreled over it. He named it Rehoboth, glory to God, which means, glory to God, saying, now the Lord has given us room and we will flourish in the land. Someone to talk to somebody, praise God, you keep fighting, glory to God, you keep on going, amen, don't you stop, don't you quit, amen, praise God, you just keep on digging, you get that shovel out, praise God, and you keep on digging, you keep on fighting back, glory to God, in the word of God, you keep fighting, praise God, in your fasting, praise God, we need the hands of God. God promised Isaac, Isaac doesn't fight back, he just moves on and digs another well until the Philistines finally gives up and let him have his space. You know, there was a song, amen, praise God, long time ago, praise God, and it went like this. Isaac had a blessing from the Lord. up above, gave him a beautiful woman to love, a place to live, and a land to farm. Two good legs and two good arms. The devil came sneaking around one night, decided he would do a little evil to Ike. Praise God. Figure he'll hit old Ike where it hurts so he will fill up all Ike's wells with dirt. Come on, Holy Spirit. Ike went out to get, glory to God, his morning, glory to God, his morning beverage, amen. Got up and digged up full of dirt and his heart and did sink, amen, praise God. He knew it was the devil, amen, praise God. So he said, and with a grin, amen, sometimes we see the enemy with a grin, God bless me once, he'll do it again. So when the rain downfalls and the crops all fail and the cows ain't putting out milk in the pail, doesn't sit around waiting for the check in the mail, just pick up the shovel and dig a well. Pick up the shovel and dig another well. That's what Isaac did, praise God. That's what we need to do, amen, when opposition comes. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. See, sometimes, praise God, you know when the enemy is in something. You know when he's trying to frustrate you. You know, praise God, sometimes you just got to sit back, glory to God, and not fight the battle, but you know where the enemy at, praise God, hallelujah. See, Isaac knew where the enemy was doing. Every time, praise God, that he did something, praise God, glory to God, he had to quarrel over it. He had a dispute, praise God. The enemy came in with opposition, and then God made room for his blessing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what Isaac did. And that's what we need to do when opposition comes. We don't have to fight back or get frustrated. Just pick up the shovel and dig another well. Even when the resources are scarce and when the critics oppose, even when the enemy tries to set you down, by faith, keep on going, amen, and dig another well. By faith, persevere. By faith, dig another well, and God will make room for you. Keep on digging, people of God. Hallelujah. God is not done yet. God is not finished yet. He sees all things going on. You might not be Isaac. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We might not be living in a time where Isaac was. Praise God. When Isaac faced opposition, he dug another well. Glory to God. He faced opposition. He wrote, glory to God, hallelujah, another land that what God was doing. When people of faith are opposed, they keep going, knowing that God will make a way for them. How about you? Are you feeling that sting of criticism and rejection? Are there those who want to trip you up, praise God? Is the enemy trying to stop you from going forward in progress in the Lord? Please don't give up on the Lord. By faith, just dig another well. By faith, just keep on going until God makes room for you. When opposition comes, by faith, persevere. Just persevere. But somebody might say, Pastor, I don't want to persevere. I'm too tired of fighting instead of going on. I want to give up. How can I persevere when I don't have the strength or the enemy? Oh, glory, Sanda. Glory to God. The strength or the enemy. Oh, glory to God. In my face, praise God. I don't have the strength. I don't have the energy to take even one more step. Have you ever been there? I have, many times. That's when we need to stop for a while and remember God's promises. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Recall what God has said and rely on his commitment to us. For you see, God's commitment to us is more important than our commitment to him. We often waver in our own commitments. But God never does in his commitment to us. God don't waver. We waver back and forth. We in, we out. We get tired. We don't want to do nothing. I don't feel like preaching. I don't feel like teaching. I just put my mantle down. I don't even care about the word of God no more. And say, you stop digging. That quote up, I said, that cartoon, my fear. You stop praying. You stop digging. Come on, somebody. Give God the glory. God will keep his promises to us no matter what. And we can count on his resolve, even when our own resolve has shriveled up and to almost nothing under the heat of the struggle. That's what Isaac does. In the heat of opposition and drought, he counts on God's promises. He relies on God's commitment to him. Glory to God. The Bible says in Genesis 26, 23, and 24, it says, from there he went up to Beersheba. That night the Lord appeared to him and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bless you and increase you, the numbers of your descendants, for the sake of my servant Abraham. Just because his father, see, God keeps his word, amen. He made a promise to Abraham, then it fell down, praise God, on Isaac. See, even though Abraham didn't see all that what Isaac will establish, glory to God, because he's already gone. But see, God's word has to fulfill his promise, because God's word, amen, he said, I'll watch over my word to establish. My word will not fall to the ground. It shall accomplish that what is sent out to do. God is just reminding Isaac of the promise he made to him when all of this started. The Bible says in Genesis 26 and 25, Isaac built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. There he pitched his tent, and there his servant dug a well. Hear what Isaac did. Mama said, Katura basinekuna masia. Glory to God. See, they was men of prayer. Glory to God. They knew when opposition comes, praise God, hallelujah. See, the Bible says that Isaac built an altar there. When you're going through something that's up and up and going on in your life, you have to build up an altar. The Bible says that Isaac built up an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. Whatever's going on in your life, my God, I say thank you. I hear the Holy Ghost says, build up an altar and call on the name of the Lord. The Bible says then he pitched his tent, and there his servant dug a well. Isaac worshiped the Lord, pitched his tent, and dug another well. My God, don't you know that when you begin to worship the Lord and the beauty of his holiness and glory to God with a free spirit and just start worshiping him, telling him, thank you, Lord. Thank you for doing it for me. Thank you for bringing me out. Thank you that you're going to allow me to persevere. Thank you that you're going to uplift me. Thank you that you're going to move me on to the land of milk and honey. Thank you, Lord God, for making room for me. Though I'm going through quarrel, though I'm going through dispute, though I'm going through opposition, God, thank you, Lord, that you're going to make room for me. My God, I say thank you. Isaac worshiped, pitched his tent, and dug another well. Only this time, it is well. It is the well of promise. Somebody say, the well of promise. Up until now, he has been digging wells of opposition with names like contention and intimacy. Now he digs a well that will remind him of God's promises. Hey, and every time he drinks from the well or passes by it, Isaac will remember what God has said. Isaac will remember God's commitment to him. And that will help him in his commitment to God. Have you ever looked at something that God has brought to pass, and then you remember the commitment that God has made to you? And when you walk by what God has blessed you with, then you remember your commitment with the Lord Jesus Christ. My God, my God, my God. My dear brothers and sisters, friends, glory to God, Christians, however we want to say it, when opposition comes, we need to do what Isaac did. We need to worship the Lord, pitch a tent for a while, and dig a well of promise. In other words, we just need to stop and remember God's commitment to us so we don't give up on our commitment to him. People have said, God, if you bring me through this, God, I'll do this. God, God, if you give me finances, God, I'll give it. And then we don't even do what we say we're going to do. Remember your commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. So when opposition comes, don't quit. Just remember the promises of God and persevere. Then you experience the blessings of God. Enjoy presence of peace and of God in your life, and so much so that others will notice it too. And that's what happened to Isaac. Because when the blessings start coming, my, I feel the Holy Ghost. When the blessings start coming, praise God, everybody around you notice that you are being blessed. And when they forgot you and glory to God, push you aside, and then all of a sudden they start seeing God moving in your life, and then everybody want to connect with you again, praise God. But everybody noticed that the blessings of the Lord was on Isaac. The Bible says, meanwhile, Abimelech had to come to him from Gerar with Esau, his personal advisor, and Tokar, the commander of his forces. Isaac asked them, why have you come to me? Oh, glory to God. Since you were hostile to me and sent me away. They answered, we saw clearly that the Lord was with you. So we said, oh, come on, you know how we say, and we said, there ought to be a sworn agreement between us. Between us and you, let us make a treaty with you that you will do us no harm. Oh, glory to God. Just as we did, hallelujah, to the Moabites and all of those, but always treated you well and sent you away in peace. That's what we did. We sent you away. Oh, really? See, now, Isaac, you know, you got to think about this thing. You send me away. You said, I'm getting too mighty, and we're getting too blessed, and now you see God in my life, and oh, really? They only stopped up his wells, chased him off their land, and gave him trouble ever since he entered their territory. But others did not. They treated him well. Who are they kidding? And now they say, you are blessed by the Lord. Despite all the harassment, they can clearly see that God has blessed Isaac, that God had been with Isaac all the time, giving him water every place he dug a well. They couldn't stop God's blessing on Isaac's life as hard as they tried. Oh, glory to God. Have you ever noticed, praise God, that Holy Spirit, how you can be so blessed but still going through turmoil, still going through opposition? But God was with him all the time that he went through what he went through. God never left him. He showed him who he was in his life. Every time, glory to God, they put dirt in his well, he went to another place and still blessed him. And then they claim it, and then they claim it, and they claim it. Praise God. And then God took them, and they couldn't do nothing with the Lord Jesus Christ. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in Isaac, then made a feast for them. He set a table before them in a that's what God do. He set a table in the presence of your enemies. Amen. Praise God. He anoints your head with oil, and then your cup runneth over. Praise God. He set the table. Isaac then made a feast for them, and they ate and drank. Early the next morning, the man swore an oath to each other. Then Isaac sent them on their way, and they left him in peace. That day, Isaac's servant came and told him about the well they had dug. They said, we found water. We found a blessing again. Come on, Holy Spirit. We know that God is with us. Come on. See, glory to God. Not only was he blessing Isaac, but he showed the servants of Isaac. Glory to God. Just keep on digging. Just keep on digging. Every time they dug, amen, they found water. They knew God was with Isaac. The glory to God. Hallelujah. How many know, praise God, when you get around people, praise God, and you know that they're blessed, amen, and you just try to tag on to them. Praise God. Yet God told the Lord of Isaiah, we found water. I'm not leaving your side. Just like glory to God. Hallelujah. In the Bible, they said Naomi and Ruth, she didn't leave him. I'll serve the God that you serve. He called it Sipah, which means oath. And to this day, the name of the town has been called Beersheba, or well of oath. Isaac has dug the wells of opposition. Then he dug the wells of promises. Glory to God. Now he digs the wells of peace. So I'm talking to somebody today, praise God, that you keep on digging. Glory to God. One day you're going to say, Eureka. Glory to God. You're in a land of peace. You're in a land of promises, praise God. The well of promise, the well of peace. Isaac's opponents have recognized God's blessing on his life. So they make a treaty with him. They realize that they are fighting. They're not fighting Isaac. See, that's the thing people don't understand, praise God. When they fight up against you, praise God, speak ill up against you, glory to God, do things against you, and you are the servant of the living God. Hallelujah, glory to God. They don't fight against you. They are fighting against God himself, praise God. They realize they are not fighting Isaac. They are fighting God, so they stop fighting and leave him in peace. Ah, glory to God. And that kind of thing can happen to us if we don't quit, if we keep trusting God and don't give up. Somebody say, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. I won't give up. Praise God. I'm going to keep digging till I get to the promise. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm going to keep on digging till I get to where God wants me to go. I don't care how much opposition they will see later on, praise God, that the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob is with us, people of God. Keep on digging. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't throw down your mantle. Keep on digging. Keep on building the altar to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I bet you, glory to God, if you do that, praise God, you continue to worship the Lord, you will get what God has said that you will get. I'm going to go to a song. I'll be right back. Glory to God. Don't stop. Keep digging.
I'm
Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus can work it out. Amen. Glory to God. No matter what's going on in your life, Jesus will work it out for you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He will work it out. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, people of God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise our God this morning. Amen. Glory to God. How many know people laugh? The first electric light, amen, bulb was so dim, people had to use a gas lamp to see it. Amen. Praise God. They laughed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The first airplane came down in 59 seconds after it was left the ground. People laughed. Come on, people. I want you to know, people, praise God. Hallelujah. They laughed. Glory to God. They don't know what God is doing behind the scenes. But where are those critics today? Many times people criticize our attempt to serve the Lord. Maybe they laugh, or maybe they just leave. My people of God, let no waste of our time wallowing in self-pity, arguing about it, or trying to prove ourselves. See, we don't have to prove ourselves to nobody. Our God stands tall. Come on, Holy Spirit. Instead, just keep on doing what we know God wants us to do. And eventually, God will vindicate us. Ah, glory to God. I know him to be a great fighter. I know that he will fight my battles. All I got to do is get me an altar, find me a closet, amen, and begin to worship our God. Begin to tell him who he is in our life. There is coming a time when even our enemies, come on, somebody, our enemies will come to recognize God's unmistakable presence in our life. And who knows? Some of them might even join us someday. Keep on digging, people of God. When you've been skipped over, rejected, glory to God, scandalized and all those things, keep on digging. My God, I say thank you. When you've been talked about, praise God, keep on digging. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:7 says, when a man weighs pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies live at peace with him. My brothers and my sisters, my Christian friends, my beloved, we can silence our craves or even win some of them to the Lord. Even we don't give up. So when trouble comes, just remember the promises of God and persevere. Keep on doing what you know God wants you to do. Until the presence of God becomes so evident in your life that even your enemies recognize it. My God, I say thank you. Or to put it more simply, when somebody throws dirt in your well, just trust God and keep on digging another well. Come on, somebody. The Bible says, glory to God, after Isaac went through so much, praise God, at the last ending, his enemies came. They made a treaty with him. Glory to God. Yes, so Musanda. And then glory to God. Guess what the Lord did? He took them into the land of Rehoboth. Meaning, glory to God, God made space for him. God made room for him. Oh, mama said, Katura Basanda. It's a spacious place. Amen. Glory to God. Where peace is there. Where the presence of God there. When the favor of God is there. Don't get in self-pity when you're going through something. Keep on digging. Keep on praying. Keep on believing. Keep on fasting and watch God move. And then you'll find, praise God, you'll be reading Psalm 23 to them. Glory to God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh my feet. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. He make my feet, glory to God, like hinds feet. Come on, somebody say, he makes my feet like hinds feet. I'm going to jump over some things. I'm going to persevere over some things. I'm going to go to that rough place that God wants me to go through. Amen. I won't stand still. I'll keep on pushing. I'll keep digging. I'll keep going. Amen. Praise God. I might cry on the way. Come on, Holy Spirit. I might cry on the way. My sake, Katura, my son. I might get frustrated on on the way. Glory to God. But I know my God, and my God will never forsake me. He'll never leave me, because the Bible says, glory to God, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us into the end of this world. And don't forget, people of God, when the man's ways pleases the Lord Jesus Christ, he makes his enemy at peace with him. My God, I say thank you. Heaven shall bow under the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God is the one that's going to do this thing, people of God. You just keep on digging. No matter what you're going through, keep digging, keep praying, keep believing God's word over your life. God gave Isaac a word. Glory to God. Get caught up outside. God has given us a word, and it's in the Bible. We look for a prophetic word. It's in the Bible. When you open up that Bible, all is written down, the promises of God. And when the promises of God is there, amen, it is so precious in our life that we will overcome some things. We overcome by the blood of our testimony. Come on, somebody. We're going to overcome, but we're going to make it to the land, amen, that God has promised us. We're going to make it to Rehoboth, where God says, now I made space for you, praise God. And I think about what God did. I could not prosper where I was at. We could not prosper where we was at, me and my husband. And God moved us all the way across, all the way to where time changed, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And then God began to move. God said, now I have made space for you. I have blessed you. So I'm telling you, people of God, no matter what you're going through, God will sometimes have to move you out of a place. And as he moves you out of a place, you just keep on digging until you go corner by side, until you hit the waters of promises, the well of promises, where God's going to bless you at, where God will send favor, where the presence of God is at. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So we thank the praise our God this morning for the word of God. We thank God for Isaac, because let me tell you something. Glory to God, that could not have been easy for him. Glory to God. But the Bible tells me that he was a man of favor. He believed in the God that he served. So I'm talking to somebody today. Believe in the God you serve. God, you brought me to it. You will bring me through it. God, I thank you. Give him praise for what he's already done. Praise him, glory to God, for where you're at right now. Praise him for what he's going to do in your life. Praise him for your children. Praise him for your grandchildren. Praise him for the ones that you've never seen yet. Because the Bible says, amen, glory to God, that Abraham had a blessing with his name on it, but the blessing trickled down from Abraham to his son. Glory to God. You bled quota, my son. You prepare the way for your people of God. Prepare the way for the ones that's coming beside you. Prepare the way for the ones, amen. Keep on plowing through, amen, praise God. Sometimes plowing can be hard, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And sometimes digging can be hard, because sometimes you hit a rock, you hit a hard place. But I'm telling you, you better get something and keep on digging. Keep on digging those rocks out. Keep on digging that place out. Keep on digging, amen, until you hit some water. Keep on digging until you hit the well of promise. Keep on digging, amen, until you get what God has for you. My God, I say thank you. We give God the glory this morning. We thank God, amen, hallelujah, for all that he has done. We thank God for the word of God this morning. Though the people laugh, right now they probably don't think that you're nobody. Don't think that you're going to get nowhere. But sometimes God has a veil that covers us until the appointed time. And he says, now I can release that veil. Now my glory to shine upon you. And they will see that I was with you the whole time. Can I talk to you this morning? My God, I say thank you. I was with you the whole time. I watched you go through that. I seen you when you didn't want to, but you did it. I seen you, amen, stand up. I seen you when you threw the towel. I seen you when you cried. I seen you when they did you wrong. But know that I was with you the whole time. The glory shall be revealed. In the name of Jesus. We thank God this morning, amen, for the word of the Lord this morning. Amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for downloading in me that which you have for your people, Lord. Now, God, I ask that you continue to have your way in the lives of your people, God, on this day. Praise God, praise God. Don't forget, amen, hallelujah. On Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Pastor Ilona Waters will be on, amen, True Vine International Ministry. Glory to God. God is really blessing. Amen. Glory to God. Ha, yesukuta basanda. The word of God is rich. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to continue to tap into the glory. Amen. So join her on Thursday at 6 p.m. Don't forget about prayer. Amen. Praise God with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Amen. Glory to God. Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. And this is our Sunday service where the pastors are Pastor Carolyn McNeil and Pastor Matthew McNeil. Amen. If anybody wants to get in touch with me, amen, they can do so, amen, 302-883-9799. This is our first Sunday, and I want to thank you, praise God, for all the ones that's been a blessing to keep us on the air, amen, praise God, that have been partakers and a partner in the ministry to launch the ministry even further than what we are doing. Now, praise God, the ministry is in Canada, Japan, glory to God, glory to South Africa, it is all over. God is doing great things, amen, praise God. So continue to bless the ministry. This is our first Sunday, amen. Praise God on this morning. Amen. For all that he has done. Amen. You deposit in the kingdom of God. Not in me, but the kingdom of God. When we sow into the kingdom of God, hallelujah, we reap. Amen. We don't know how and what God does. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God on this day. Let us pray. Amen. Glory to God. And let me leave you with a song. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the word of God that went forward this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us this morning, God. We thank you, Lord God, for you have done great things in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have given us a word, a right now word, glory to God. You have, glory to God, given us a word, a well of promises, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we remember your promises, God. We thank you for it, God. We thank you for this is the day that you have made. You said we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. So I ask that you bless every home that's represented here, Father God. Bless their health. Bless their finances. Bless their marriages. Glory to God. Bless everything that pertains to life, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you for your word, God. You said when a man ways are pleasing to you, Lord, you make even his enemies at peace with. Glory to God. And we thank you for that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will live in a season of peace, God. We will live in a season of blessings, God, and overflow, God, as the well of promises spring up in our lives, God. We thank you for doing what you're doing. In Jesus' name I pray, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. And my soul says amen on today. God bless you. Happy first Sunday. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. Let the Lord have his way in your life. And remember, keep digging. Keep digging. Keep digging. And don't give up in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Amen.